Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No. And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance,
and misadventures.
But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Hope this is the right track. It is.
Okay, here we go.
Summer drinking, endless rosé.
How are these fuckers not all in AA?
Pretty people with booming careers.
Lover boy, enough to last 7 years.
Hampton's clubs don't activate hubs. India, oh, the summer house. Oh, well, oh, well,
sing
oh,
it
well.
With us.
Tell me more, tell me more.
Will they take Hannah's calls?
Can we see Carl's three balls?
Shoo-bop-bop, 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 shoo-bop-bop.
Bravo Bitchy says, hey guys, every time your Lindsay and Carl post anything together, none of the rest of the cast likes it. Why do you think that is?
I think it's the algorithm. You know, we don't see each other's posts.
I mean...
Bullshit.
Oh, A, bullshit, and also where they come up with these Twitter names. They're like, how do we ask about Lindsay's, I don't know, boob job? You know what? I have a friend who is Katie McBeatty at 72 on Twitter. I think it's all just like, just ask the question.
I think that and I know that is a part of every one of Andy Cohen's.
It is.
I think it's one of the most useless segments. It cuts to the heart of his inability to host, but I get why they do it.
It feels just outdated now. Like, we were in this point in hosting. I remember it's when I was doing a lot more of it, in that it was everything you wanted. How did we include the audience?
Right.
And it all had to be like live, but we're kind of not out of that, but it's just so normal now.
Yeah.
It feels old-fashioned.
Let me tell you why I think he still does it. It gives him cover to ask all the shitty questions
that's what
he wants to.
I don't even know if it was a real person.
Yeah.
I think for all we know, they just made up the Twitter name so he could ask a shitty question.
And that's what I was going to say. Be okay with asking, because this episode...
We said to Christine Quinn, if you're going to be a bad bitch, be a bad bitch and show up and be a bad bitch.
This episode...
Still upset by that.
He was definitely... By the way, she has announced she is returning for season 6. It is official.
Okay.
Christine Quinn returning to season 6 of Selling Sunset. I don't know how, but she's not with the Oppenheim group anymore. This is reality gays
talk about
Summer House.
Summer House reunion part 2. That should have been part 1 because there really wasn't enough to have 2 reunions.
I'd also like to say before we get into tea bags that I just gave him a lot of shit for being a crap interviewer.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't letting anybody by with anything.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
He wasn't.
And which I don't know. I
I kind of wish she would have come for Amanda a little bit more instead of coming for Kyle, because Amanda said some crazy shit.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, so...
I don't... You can tell Andy has favorites.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of favorites, you know who are our favorites? Our London sissies. We love our sissies across the pond.
We don't love them any more than any of the others. We love them, though.
We do love them. We love you all equally.
I want to play favorites like Andy.
Unless you're from the Dick Riviera, then we love you more.
Ooh,
we love you more. If your husband's from Brazil, we love him more.
We love you the most.
The most. Anyway, y'all, we're going to be coming to London. It's the most last-minute trip ever because our podcast network got us into this conference like 2 days ago. So, but we are planning to try to, if we can find a venue, come at us if you know one, but we're trying to plan a venue for a meet and greet. We think we found some feelers. So check our Instagram, our Twitter, our Facebook feed. We'll even make a special podcast once we have it. But keep your eyes peeled for that, because we will be announcing next week, because we will be across the pond. I've kind of made my stomach turn. I'm excited, but
I think
we've got a lot to do.
We'll announce it this week, and the meetup is next week.
Hopefully,
Just to clarify.
I can't put any expectations on us anymore.
We look today. It's just kind of hard to call people when there's 8 hours difference.
Yeah.
So we're emailing back.
Yeah. You could do it after piano catting.
That's true.
You're up. It's 3 a.m. here. What is that? That's like...
It's 3:30 in the a.m.
It's 9 a.m. in London. Bright and early.
They're all ready to go. And shockingly, piano catting is also bright and early.
They're top of the morning and you've been topped.
Top of the bottom.
Yeah.
So they call me in college.
But not by a governor. More by like a pool boy.
Ooh.
Anyway, you know when Poodle sets his scruff location for away and traveling, that means it's happening.
Said it a couple days ago. I've already gotten the boys saying, "Where are you?" I'm like, "In Los Angeles." "Oh, I thought you were near me. What's your
travel
tube
date?
Tube stop."
Tube.
And I'm like, "We don't even know each other yet."
Oh, the tube. Yeah, I think I got confused and I called it the loo.
You
did. Someone said, "Go forth on that." Yeah, I do know the loo is the bathroom. I just confuse words, but I will.
No truer thing was ever spoken than I just confused
words. I probably won't be able to understand a lot of people.
You're like, "Can you tell me what he says?"
Because they're going to talk so quickly. Of course, they might not understand us.
They won't understand you.
I don't think they'll understand you either.
I don't know. I'm Southern, but...
Oh, I can't wait for you to say something and somebody go, "Pardon me." Ooh, I want to record it.
We'll see. Let's just talk about part two of this reunion.
Let's be done with this and have some of Maya's cookies that no one wants to fucking eat. Ronnie from Crappins posted a video of him just saying my reaction when Maya served cookies, and it's just 30 seconds of him looking into the camera going, it's really funny.
Paige wouldn't even eat her cookie.
No, but hey, she wouldn't. She just was holding it. Something more
exciting. She was so fucking miserable the entire tell-all.
Something that is exciting, by the way, I don't know if you watched it. Have you watched the preview for
Southern Charm?
Southern Charm.
I just watched it this morning.
It looks good. I was actually texting with Ben and Ronnie about it. They're excited.
I'm shocked that Naomi did another season.
Money.
I guess so.
Thrilled. We're going to have Naomi, and we're going to have Craig and Naomi and Paige drama.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks like going she's to getting, be good.
I don't know if she got some refreshments.
Maybe. Who's going to fight sweat over hair. My smooth butthole? Anyway, but we see Austin and Craig fighting. Shep maybe cheated on his, or who, somebody cheated on somebody. I don't know.
Craig's and got Austin in his, like, it's like, say you're sorry to me. And Shep's like, "You don't deserve to breathe the same oxygen I do."
God, I don't like Shep, but Catherine, literally.
She looks awful.
She has so much contour on. She looks like a character from Total Recall.
Yeah, her hair color is bad.
It's bad.
Yeah.
We're going to meet her new boy, Mr. Ravenel, but with two L's because
I'm sorry.
Your history.
That's like scripted.
I know.
It's just...
So, you know, they didn't show a lot of Catherine in the trailer.
Not.
Maybe they're trying to... Maybe they're just trying to ease anything Ravenel out of the show.
Yeah.
Probably for the best.
Yeah. Yeah, I think... I'm excited. They all look a little tired. As I was seeing, you know, the only one who doesn't look tired, Patricia Altschul, because she's had her face pulled.
She had her face pulled, in, but you see her sitting at a table, and she goes, "What does she say?" She says, "I'm fucking smashed," or she said,
"Like I'm smashed,"
smashed. We see a little bit of Leva, but she has her own spinoff that's coming. That
Leva Land.
I'm not excited about.
I don't. Think
I like
we're
her, but
cover
I
it.
Don't want to. It's going to be like a pump.
Vanderpump
Rules, and we don't cover those shows.
Those shows are messy for a while, but I don't know. I don't unless it's really, really good.
Restaurant work is not interesting to me. Like Below Deck is different.
Those shows aren't about restaurant. Those
I know,
shows are about the drama.
Place, yeah, but
they barely work.
Yeah, they don't.
Send them doing coke in the background.
Exactly. But Southern Charm, it's coming out. What is it? It's June, like mid-June, June 21st,
23rd,
I believe. 23rd.
Something like that.
So that'll be exciting. All right, now we can get to this. Let's do it.
Let's just go ahead and talk about the end of the conversation between Danielle,
yes.
Sierra.
This was good because you were confused about this last episode. Yeah. So Sierra did confirm, like, she doesn't remember throwing the glass. She said, I kind of blacked out in that moment. And Danielle actually said, I kind of did too. They both don't remember a lot about that moment in the moment. But she just said, I just wanted an apology. Sierra did apologize to her.
She said,
in that moment.
Yeah, she apologized to her then.
Yeah.
And then what was weird is, it seems like Maya has been talking to the rest of the cast, trying to get everyone on the same page. And I'm thinking, what, girl, why are you even trying? This is a bitchy girl clique that they brought you into. If there's one thing that I took away, this idea of being a girl's girl that they keep talking about, none of them are. They're awful to anyone.
I agree. All being well, not Maya actually.
Yeah, no, Maya's not.
But
she's
trying
to help her friends. But
I think they're all being Amanda, Paige, Sierra, Lindsay, Danielle. I think it's all tomfoolery, all of them, and
what do you mean tomfoolery?
They're just being awful, and a lot of behind
that's fake. It's fakeness.
Yeah. So I agree, though.
What I was talking about the girl stuff. Is as soon as they said that, this goes on later, Paige, Amanda, Sierra went all the way over to the corner of the room and started talking shit about people.
Yeah.
And that's where they were talking about girls, girl. I don't want to this because I don't want to say everyone's at fault.
No, I'm not yes, but I know, I would just think that they're all, I'm not yes-anding it. I'm saying that I want to go and say, yes, they're being a terrible clique, but I don't. I think they're all I have an opinion and I want to save it for the end of the
sure.
show.
Sure. I don't think you were understanding what I was saying though. Because
then when they went off on
Amanda said, Lindsay, you're not a girl's girl, implying
that they are. That they're implying that they are. And no,
I
they're being mean
Lindsay
girls.
Lindsay is a girl's girl and I don't think she's gonna admit it.
And water is wet.
Yeah.
You talked about this first part of the reunion. We've said this since we both started watching Summer House together. She's never been a girl's girl. Danielle's the only girl she gives two shits about. That's the way it always has been.
Right.
And a lot of this feels, and I'm actually glad that she brought it up, not because necessarily I agreed with it, but it shows that like Paige is still upset about things that happened 3 years ago.
Right.
Like, we got to let that go. Like, we're bringing that into this reunion.
Why I brought it up, and that's why I think we were confused. I was saying those three women, Amanda, Paige, Sierra, they're always on their high horse about Lindsay or even Danielle. and they will say things. They just came for the both of them,
mm-hmm.
and then they were kind of basically, you know, she's not a girl's girl, and then they were gossiping in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is that fakeness. So that's
Think that's fakeness. So, well, this is what I was going to say at the end. This is what I think is happening, which I don't love. I'm kind of over this show, I have to say, because I feel like they've all become too famous, too much reality stars, and also too much jealousy in this group. It just feels a summer should be fun. It doesn't feel fun anymore. And so I think what I didn't see it as fakeness, as I saw it was,
I should say disingenuous. That's what I should say.
To me, I saw it as bitterness. And
so you think there's jealousy?
I think there's jealousy. And I think that a lot of this is about not just what we're seeing. Again, I think those three women thought they were going to pull back the curtain of Lindsay and call her out for who she is.
Right.
Because do I agree that Lindsay has better? We've said they need to hire Lindsay as a PR person because she's clearly better at this. And also, like where Paige said, she brought us something in the past, but do I think that Lindsay gets information and then holds on to it
100%.
And puts it on the show and says she's a good friend when it's literally just to give her screen time? 1,000,000%.
When they were doing that, I'm like, of course, that's a savvy thing to do for the show.
And that's a shady thing to do. But
it's reality television.
But Lindsay's thinking of this reality TV. Y'all are thinking of this real life. And so I think it's just, I think they thought that they could call that out and Lindsay would either admit to that or feel shamed. But they don't get that. Like, Lindsay is not, she's so able to distance herself from emotions from this. Like, one of our sissies brought up, like, her and Carl are completely sober right now, too.
Yeah.
So they're very capable of being able to be in control of their emotions and awareness. And so it just seemed like I kind of just, after this reunion, I went, am I interested in this show anymore? I don't know if I am, because it just feels like there's so many years of bad blood. I mean, they're bringing up shit Hannah said.
Yeah.
And she wasn't even on this season. And I'm like, I've moved on from Hannah. Y'all need to move on from Hannah.
So that would be your message to the three, the girl clique, as I call them.
Just like, take the show for what it is and move on.
I think that's what Lindsay's always done.
I mean, is Lindsay thrown them under the bus for her own good? For sure. That's what Lindsay does to other women.
Right.
That's what Lindsay does to other women. But we know this. Like, she is going to withhold information and then throw it onto you in the show. She's going to, and she doesn't care.
I think I'm...
Like, Lindsay has collateral damage.
Right.
And they are collateral damage of Lindsay wanting to promote herself.
But
they're trying to do the same thing now.
What I would ask you is, how is this season different from any other for Lindsay? Except for she... There was a girl clique that they needed one more member, and they got it with Sierra.
No, I don't think Lindsay's not any different. That's what I'm saying. I think they feel like they had this strength. Like,
they had strength in numbers.
We're going to be able to call her out.
Yeah.
But Lindsay has better PR.
Exactly.
So it's not – most of what they said, I actually totally agreed with. I was like, yep, you're right. Yep, you're right. I'm sure that happened. I believe you. But
it's a reality show.
But A, it's a reality show. And B, the way you are trying to call it out, just the optics of it don't make you look
like
good.
You have a real friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you don't have a real friendship.
Yeah. I think that's where I would agree with you. And you're exactly right that Lindsay has done that kind of stuff every single season. But they're now acting like this is some type of cinema verite thing about real friends, like this is the real world, and things don't get edited to be more salacious.
Yes.
It's fucking Bravo.
It's Bravo.
And
that's why I think they're all too concerned with their Instagram, their celebrity,
yeah,
their side contracts, and I just feel like
I noticed it on the last episode too. Do you cringe at the prude talk? Of the way, I think it's an inner misogyny too, of the younger women, how they treat Lindsay. Because it's almost like there's this image of the whole brothel and mm-hmm. them saying, yeah, we can't be in control of who enters you or who you let in your vagina. It is such a weird, prudish way to be on reality television in 2022.
I didn't take that as prudish. I took that more of them trying to have shock value and but still shaming her.
Right.
But like in a shocking way of trying to like make us think of the explicitness of someone entering Lindsay.
Right.
And
shitty.
Even Andy Cohen had a reaction to it.
But that's gross. That's definitely not a girl's girl.
No, I agree with you. I didn't think it was prudish. I think they were trying to be shock value for me. I actually thought that, to me, it was the opposite of prudish. It was for them being vulgar.
I think, but when I talk about inner misogyny, they all like to say, I do what I want to do, but they're all provincial.
They don't say anything about that about Luke or guys or anything like that.
But I'm saying those three women, even Amanda, they're so provincial when it comes to sex.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, I'll do that, but I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
So when Lindsay, I think Lindsay's a threat to them. She feels like a threat as far as something that is, she's very free sexually. She'll do what she wants.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I'm talking about, inner misogyny.
Like the whole nipple thing. Like, obviously.
They had a real problem with that.
And Andrea and Lindsay were like, even Andrea was like, what the fuck did that came from? It was like, this wasn't a thing for them.
That's why it felt like piling on from those three women for me.
Yeah, I think they thought this was their moment to do this.
And it failed miserably.
Again, you got to get better PR people to give you better talking points.
I didn't really look at Twitter after this version of the tell-all.
Yeah, I don't care enough to.
But after the first one, it was brutal.
No, like you said, Paige.
Yeah, Paige deleted her Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think there was an attempt to, like you just said, it was like a kind of a coup. They were trying to take her down.
Again, y'all, Lindsay's great at PR.
Let's just finish the rest.
But I will say, I do call for audacity a little bit on both sides of like, there's some moments, it happened last time too, where sometimes Danielle, especially more Danielle, but Lindsay a little bit, but Danielle will try to act like, well, they did have this episode where Lindsay tried to talk to Sierra, and that's not true. They showed the back clips of Sierra trying to talk to Lindsay and Lindsay shutting her down completely. And then
that
also
was at the birthday party.
Yes. But they showed other times.
Other
unseen
ones?
Remember they showed the unseen footage of like
Also, the unseen footage would have been really helpful.
Really helpful.
This and
like,
season.
But also, Danielle tries to act like she had this like great friendship with Sierra, and she was hurt a lot by Sierra. And I was like, you didn't want to be her friend either. So it's like, I think it's a little bit of fraudacity on both sides. But I think Sierra and Lindsay are smart, and they're using the, quote, friendship card when it makes them look, good, whereas the
mean girl. Who are you talking about, Sierra? You just said Sierra. You mean Danielle and Lindsay?
Danielle and Lindsay are using the friendship card when it makes them look better.
Yeah,
and being much more savvy about it.
Let's talk about they start talking about that Lindsay slept together. Well, it was said like this. Lindsay slept with Austin in Montauk. And Lindsay said, I did not hook up with them. We slept naked.
Now,
again.
And you did see an unseen footage, which I'm like, they should have shown this. She said to Kyle and Carl, I would have slept with him, but he fell asleep.
Right.
So, okay.
Woulda, shoulda, coulda, didn't happen. But it's this kind of, that's where all this like weird, like sex shaming comes in, and then they're all like, and then that's when Sierra says,
"Well, I don't think that's sex shaming per se with Lindsay. I think it's not sex shaming about everything with Carl or with Austin as much. It's more of it is they want, and they're right. Lindsay is taking no responsibility in that she wasn't trying to push Sierra's buttons." That's 100% not true.
So do you think when
Lindsay won?
So do you think when Lindsay slept with Austin without clothes on, that was to punish Sierra exclusively?
Not exclusively. I think, again, Lindsay has collateral damage when it comes to women. She wants to do what she wants to do. And she's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this one. And I think Lindsay had no problem rubbing it in her face when she was going around like.
But she didn't tell Sierra.
But with the fucking bullhorn about that.
Right.
No, because they didn't sleep together. I think if they did probably sleep together, Lindsay would think of an opportune time to drop that information to her on the show.
But I know she wouldn't have told her herself. She would have found a way to do it.
But she would have found a way for it to come out.
Yeah, I could see that.
For sure. So I think, though, with the Austin thing, it's not sex shame. It's Sierra just wants her to admit that. And Lindsay's never going to admit that. That's what this is all. Because Sierra, I think, feels like I'm the crazy person in the room. I see that. I'm like, yeah, I see it too. But it's Lindsay. Lindsay's right. Never going to admit that.
But it's also the same idea of you're coming into the house as being a new person that you think you're on the same level story-wise.
No, but I do understand, you know, we had a big problem with, but now actually, again, if they would have shown it, I kind of can't fault Sierra for bringing that up at the dinner table to Lindsay. At the time, we were like, why would you bring this up at the dinner? Because every time you try to call Lindsay out about this and try to talk to her, just you and her, Lindsay completely won't even speak to you about it.
Did you think, I was kind of shocked that we had on the first episode.
There's a lot of unseen footage they showed.
We were parsing Lindsay's apology. However, Sierra's apology says, I'm sorry that I addressed you in a group setting because I didn't think I could be heard. That's also not an apology.
No, she's not sorry.
And what was interesting, and she did not apologize for the vile thing she said about Lindsay, that you get your victims aside.
No, she's because Lindsay even said, well, I didn't hear the apology, but I guess Lindsay did because she said, thank you for that.
But that didn't sound like an apology
to me.
Well, the thing is, I think she was being gracious.
Yeah.
She wasn't like Paige later on when Carl apologized for being rude to her earlier, and she didn't say a word.
She didn't say a word, yeah.
Yeah. I think there were two camps. The ones who were behaving like adults and the ones who were behaving like kids.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know. I feel like I think you're exactly right. They thought they were going to take Lindsay down, and they got really upset when either Andy was shutting them down or even the rest of the cast members didn't jump in. Even Maya was really quiet.
You know, even if you're right, even if, quote unquote, even if you're right, if you come in hot and emotional, it's not going to play out well.
It's weird, though. They've been on the show. Sierra's only been there for 2 years. But Amanda's been on the show for a long time.
I can't
believe she didn't know that.
Not having Hannah on this show completely changed the dynamic.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Because Hannah's a much better debater.
She is.
Than those two, than Amanda and Paige.
So there's that conversation. I think that's the last bit. Oh, then Lindsay throws in, and she does it so unemotional. And she's like, is that where you slept with Austin?
Which, again, is exactly what Paige is upset about. But, yes, Lindsay probably – I know Lindsay probably went, oh, I'll say that at the reunion. Like, she's not an idiot. And Paige is upset about that, but that makes – we go, because it makes good TV.
That's reality television.
I know. I'm like, Paige, you should know that game.
But what was – and I'm thinking, did Sierra not expect Lindsay to say that? She acted like she was blindsided by it. And I'm like, what were you preparing?
I actually thought Sierra handled that well because she just kind of went, yeah. She didn't I thought she was.
No, her head spun a little bit.
And she said, I wouldn't do it again. And then they moved on.
Do you think that she gave Austin an earful at all?
Oh, for sure.
Really?
I think she did, yeah. I think she did.
But she, the whole season, she kowtowed to him.
I think eventually she did. She said I believe her when she said she did.
But what do you think that is?
I don't think Sierra's a liar. I think Sierra gets, I actually think she's pretty truthful. One of the more truthful people in the house. She just lets her emotions.
I'm not saying she's a liar. I'm saying what we never heard her talk sharply to him. Every time she would be with him, she would turn like a puppy dog.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, what she said was that, because the way you think she gave something like what she said, all of, let me be clear. Do you think the ire she had for Lindsay was anything what she gave to Austin?
I don't know. I mean, I think that she wasn't in love with Lindsay. She was with, I mean, she had feelings for Austin. So, but I would hope so. But I don't know. I think she talked to him. But the way she said she gave him an earful. I don't know what that is. But I think that it's definitely, she's getting, the ire she has with Lindsay is not just about her. It's, again, like Luke mentioned, it's all getting fed to with by Paige and Amanda.
Right.
It's rallying
the girl
her up
click.
More. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. So let's, that's, I just wanted to talk about that conversation.
Okay.
Let's now get into Teabag. Oh, do you notice the cast reacting? Like they didn't know that Sierra had hooked up with Austin?
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you. Yeah. No, I think Lindsay, which I don't know. I guess Austin told Lindsay.
Probably. Yeah. So why do you think if that was, why would the cast react that way if they didn't think it was surprising?
No, I think they, why? No, I
guess,
surprising?
I guess I'm saying if it's Sierra said, no, we did it. It's fine. And I guess if everyone's reaction is that.
No, it was kind of, I, pardon me. She reacted. I actually thought it was a missed opportunity because she reacted to it. And then they kind of just, Andy Cohen just kind of moved on.
Yeah.
And I was like, because you do see the cast is all kind of looking at each other like, what?
And that's why I was saying.
I think that was a missed opportunity by him.
If no one knew but Lindsay
like,
and
I think
maybe
Andy
Carl,
should have dug into that conversation like, how did that happen? Why did you work out? Like, but he didn't.
I think they were tired of digging Sierra another hole because it would have been bad. Because she would have had to say, I've moved on from it. It's definitely not going to happen. Do you believe her? Do you think she's done with Austin?
I don't know. He said, I don't, in that I feel like I would have been done with him already. So we'll see what happens. Because aren't they both on Winterhouse?
Yes.
So I think they're probably for sure going to hook up on Winterhouse.
That's unfortunate. Because if we could get her away from guys like that, and
it's terrible.
And I think with women who empower her instead of trying to turn her against people, because these two, mostly Paige, mm-hmm. they're awful together, I've decided. They don't do anything for one another.
Paige and Sierra?
Yeah.
They don't
help each other.
I just, again, it goes back to, I'm like, this. I just think they all just, it's, I kind of feel like, honestly, the way I felt like two seasons ago with Southern Charm, where I felt like this cast is just kind of broken. And we came back from Southern Charm after that, and we kind of had a really boring, shitty season of Southern yeah. Charm. So I don't know, like, what's going to make this show good anymore.
What would happen, question, if Carl and Lindsay did not go back, and if there was a new group of younger girls, would the girl clique still be as strong?
The cycle would happen the same.
And it'd be towards the new people.
Lindsay and Danielle were the old girls. It just would...
See,
so
that's...
It's just like high school.
That's what's... And they would never admit that.
But no, why should they? That's freshmen never admit how seniors
right.
treat them. And then when they're seniors, they act like seniors to freshmen.
Right. I guess I'm thinking as they're trying to act like Sierra Paige and Amanda are trying to act like they're the true, they are the only ones who are trying to do for the best for everybody.
Yes.
And I'm saying that's what you're saying is completely against that.
Well, it's just too, they have different, Lindsay is thinking about Lindsay.
Yeah.
Lindsay is not thinking about anybody else.
No.
They are thinking about other people.
Who?
Whether that's good or whether it's themselves, whether it's the two other people in their three people in their clique, where they would probably do a lot better on this show and just in life if they just worried about themselves.
Right. And how they're perceived or what else is going on.
Whereas Lindsay's a narcissist. I mean, Lindsay's very narcissistic. She only thinks about herself
yeah.
and what it's self preservation for her and what can happen for her in the immediate context.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Text.
Let's start with teabags. What is your first... God, we talked 30 minutes. Jesus.
Well, I don't have that many.
I don't think I have a lot either.
I don't have a lot. We already talked about that. We kind of talked about... a lot of my teabags. I think the first thing that I have that we haven't talked about is I was pretty shocked that Lindsay and Carl say they're looking into buying a house.
I think that bowled me over. Because
I agree with what Amanda said, where Amanda's like, we're happy for you. This all just seems very sudden.
It's been going on for years, though.
A friendship, but not a relationship. It does. There's a difference of being in a relationship. It does seem very sudden that you're talking about buying a house together.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that they're older.
Yeah.
But it just... I just kind of was like, whoa.
I guess. I was thinking...
Especially, too, for somebody in sobriety who you make slower moves in that kind of context.
Right. I agree. I think... I was thinking that things move faster in your late 30s.
But when you're kind of working, I mean, he was supposed to wait a year to be in a relationship. So for me to think of Carl,
they did wait for a year.
I know, but for Carl thinking about already now buying a house with someone,
right?
That's like, okay, that's just a lot.
To me, it feels like this is real and this is serious.
I know Craig said he didn't thought it was, and like
I didn't know either. I think it's real.
If it's not real, then this is like some Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman shit. But I think it's real. I mean, if they're talking about buying a house together.
And then how many of you here think it's a fucking weird Andy Cohen thing? How many love support this relationship or think it's real? And they all kind of go, most of the older cast raised their hands. And then,
everybody did, didn't
well,
they?
Well, slowly. But even Andy called out Maya and Sierra's tepid response.
Yes.
But I kind of understand that. I'd probably make my hand slow too.
You wouldn't hold your hand up.
I don't know.
If you were on the tell all, you would be
no. I wouldn't get on Lindsay's bad side. I'm smarter than that.
But I think that just that is people, and I think that's what it's not about this season. I think that's what this is a lot about for Paige is that. People don't get on Lindsay's bad sides because people are scared of Lindsay.
Yeah.
Because Lindsay will fucking ruin you and not care about the damage.
She is the show.
But I'm just saying, I think that is what all this is about with Paige and Amanda.
Right.
It's not about this season. And that's kind of why I'm like, how can we move forward with this show?
Yeah. I agree. I can understand that.
What's your next one?
Mine is... When they were talking about the couple, and Paige said, I don't care. I hope they do get married and buy a house. And Andy said, your warmth is overwhelming.
He was a shady bitch.
I've given him a lot of grief about interviewing. The shadiness and the bitchiness was on point. Especially with her, because she was a miserable lump.
Angry, yeah.
What a dark cloud of energy. And how about this is, you're getting paid to be here. You're getting, could you at least play at being cordial to people? It felt so childish.
I mean, I don't want to belabor the point. We've already said everything.
But yeah, I felt like, and Luke was so far away. He didn't really have anything to say. I think he was just happy to even be there. But
you get paid.
Even I thought Amanda and Sierra looked like they were being held hostage. They didn't want to be there.
I don't think anybody wanted to be here.
Really?
I don't think anybody, except for like Alex and Andrea and maybe, and I think Lindsay and Carl.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody else.
Definitely Kyle. This is his thing.
Yeah, but like... You know, with Kyle avoiding Andy's questions and things like that. I don't think they wanted to dig into anything. They just wanted to get this done.
Right.
And so I don't know if Kyle 100% wanted to be there.
Interesting.
I think everyone on the right side of that couch did not want to be there.
No.
And I just feel like they're all over the show.
It's interesting because...
Except for Lindsay and Carl. They're like loving it because they can...
Right. That was my next one. What's yours?
So they talk a little bit about the Maya. They talk about race stuff, and so they talk about Maya's conversation.
The conversation, yeah.
And I appreciate that. We've already talked about that, but so that was great. But they do. I know we mentioned like the Alex talked about Bruce Lee stuff, but in that conversation just came out. Even more of the racist shit that came out that people said to Alex and that like people are saying that because Maya is like Sierra's sister and all this, like
that was hard to hear.
That was, it was just, again, and it was so true, and it made me sad when Sierra said, it's just we're so used to this stuff, we don't even think to bring it up.
Right, yeah.
And how could you not, like, especially with what's happened this last 2 weeks, you know, with fucking Buffalo and everything. It's just like, it just, and even Andy is, I get sad when I see people of color talk about inequalities that have happened to them, and they're so not shocked. And as a white person, I'm like, oh my God. And then I go, but your reaction is not this,
right?
You have to deal with this all the Kyle fucking time.
Kyle was reacting. And I think.
So was Andy.
Yeah. I think white people feel like that sometimes white people think that that's helpful to act like they're trying to be.
I don't know if it's helpful. I don't know.
I think that's authentic shock for a lot of times.
Oh yeah,
but
I've done it.
I always think it always feels a little bit self-congratulatory sometimes, instead of saying, let's take that inside and think about how it feels, instead of an outward thing.
Yeah.
Because but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it made me sad, but I'm glad that I'm glad they
brought it up.
They brought it up, and that's where Danielle brings up that, and she starts crying about it, that she was upset that Sierra didn't acknowledge her as a person of color, and that hurt her, and they showed the clip of when Sierra was saying to Maya,
yeah,
you know, you're the only other person of color in here, and besides me, and Danielle felt hurt that she wasn't excluded. Sierra did apologize for that.
Yeah.
But anyway, she said that was her reasoning, because Andy said, we talked about this too, that Danielle didn't really, they brought up that conversation and Danielle didn't bring up that conversation.
She said it wasn't my place to have, I'm not a black woman, it wasn't my place to speak to
that. And which Sierra brought up, that was the same reason, that's what she said person of color, but that's what she meant, was another black person in the house. And so
Sierra did say, it's me and a bunch of white people.
Yeah, so
she did a similar thing, and she just painted everyone with the same brush.
I think what I take from that is, you know, depending on, you know, it's, I think that, and I have to admit that, like, if I, you know, there's this idea of, like, as we see everyone, the kind of, like, bullshit of, like, all lives matter and stuff like that, and that you see everyone and you don't see color and shit, like, and that we're trying to actually see people for who they are now. But I will say that until that conversation about race, and then we talked about it, I forgot Danielle was a person of color. I would have not. I just went, oh, that's something I need to be aware of, because I don't ever, because her skin color maybe isn't dark or whatever, I just didn't see that. And so
I think her skin color objectively is dark.
Anyway, that made me call on my own bullshit.
Maybe it is that she, in the time we've seen her, she probably hasn't brought it up.
Yeah, she
and
has.
Maybe it's something
at least
that she doesn't.
The seasons I've watched.
Up. Yeah.
But anyway, it was a moment of, I can't believe I was watching Bravo and I was like, that called me on my own shit.
Yeah. They brought it up in the, Danielle brought it up a little bit in her own confessional.
Yeah, in her own confessional. Yeah.
But yeah. My next one, let's talk about this, because this was something. When they talked about Kyle, Andy brought up that about housemates made comments about the relationship. And first of all, Andy loves to try to get these gotcha questions, and he loves it. And I feel like Sierra was not ready to answer this question about will Kyle and Amanda make it. You say, yes, I hope they do, because that's the PR answer. And Sierra said, I don't know, probably not, or I wouldn't do it. And it's just like,
I kind of respected Sierra's answer, to be honest.
But
because that's an honest answer. If somebody asked me, I would say, she didn't really talk. It was, I think, a smart answer in that she didn't talk about Amanda.
She
said,
didn't.
If it was me, I wouldn't do it.
That's true. But it was kind of like, I thought it was, I don't know if I've, it, respect is a specific word. I don't know if it's the most savvy answer, because she has to go back with these people. And
I mean, but the thing is, though, it's like Amanda's not going to care because Amanda gets it.
Yeah. But
Amanda wonders at herself all the time. So, like, that's what's sad is when someone says, why are you marrying this guy? And Amanda has to stop and think. She had to stop and think about it when Paige and them were questioning her about
right.
it.
Later on, but it was interesting, though. Kyle said it hurt. This really stung. And I put myself in his place of having a couple other my cast members say, why is she marrying him?
And I don't feel bad for Kyle.
I do.
I didn't feel bad for him. Like, he gets drunk and he bullies over people and yells at them and talks shit to them. And Paige was right what she said at the table. He behaves really poorly because he's an alcoholic.
She didn't say that.
No, she didn't say that. But yeah. His behavior. So, like, as Sissy's pointed out earlier this season, like, I don't feel bad for Kyle and his manipulative tears. That's my opinion.
I don't think that's interesting. I didn't think he was trying to manipulate people at all. I think he was just
throughout the season, like when he would cry and stuff like that.
I don't think that's different. That's very different than what he was saying here. This was just him saying, I agree with you 100%. I think he does use tears to manipulate people.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is this was honest. This was him, and I haven't seen this from him, saying, this really hurts to hear that everyone. So that's where I was taking empathy.
For invulnerability, but yeah. I'm heartless, but.
No, I don't think you're heartless. I'm just saying this was a rare moment where he said, what you said really hurt my feelings, and it wasn't drinking.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't. So that's why I was calling attention to it.
Yeah.
And everyone kind of went, oh. And one, and we glued, we
glossed nobody
over
knew how
again.
To respond to it when he said it. They were like, okay. Then Andy kind of moved on.
Yeah. And then we started talking about prenope stuff.
Prenope.
And we did find out that Amanda basically says, clearly I'm lazy because I never Googled.
That was my favorite line when
not
she said that.
Not something to admit.
No, when she said that, I wrote that down. It was going to be my, honestly, like, basically my last feedback is that I appreciated when she said that.
It's not something to be proud
like
of, though.
You admit it.
It's not something to be proud of.
No. Yeah.
Anyway, that's all I've got.
I think that, I mean, Andy, again, like, there was, what was it he asked? And he asked a question, and or someone from Twitter asked it, like, Hannah always said, you deflect.
Andy's jack-offer.
Yeah, that you deflect. Said to Kyle, you always deflected. You never answered Hannah's questions. You always deflected. Because what were they asking about before that? It wasn't about, I forgot, I should have written down before what Andy asked him, but Kyle completely deflected the question again. Yeah. And
I liked it when he said, Andy try called, me again.
Yeah, and Andy called him on it, and Kyle said, try me again. And Andy said, yeah, I think we got it the first time. And I was like,
I don't know
was a bitchy move.
I don't know what that means.
I took that as like, yeah, you deflected it. Like, you clearly didn't want to talk about
right.
it. And it was just... But I did enjoy the shadiness. I enjoyed Andy's shadiness.
What I'm saying is it's twice as bitchy if you wouldn't let him have another chance at the question.
No, I enjoyed the shadiness of it, of Andy, yeah. That's all I have, too.
I think, let's see. Andy makes one more thing about Paige saying, you have not turned your head to the right once. And she basically says, I can't feel comfortable. I blah, blah, blah. And I'm just thinking, how can you adapt? How can you?
I'm interested
to
see Winterhouse. Of course, Lindsay's not really on Winterhouse, I don't think, this season, is she?
They visit. But supposedly, Lindsay said, and this is Lindsay coming from Lindsay, nothing happened as far as at Winterhouse, as far as I know. And she's like, to my face, nothing happened.
And that's Lindsay's answer all the time.
Yeah.
Nothing happened. I didn't see it. So I'm sure something did.
It seems like it would have been discussed.
No, I mean, maybe at Winterhouse or.
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know.
Andrea was there too, y'all. And I will say, best kind of miscongeniality, he's so happy now. And he also was great on this reunion. He was everyone's favorite.
He was everyone's favorite. Like Maya's
favorite now. They're great.
They're great.
He was a ball of sunshine.
Maybe they'll all be there on next season and a lot of the bitter people will be gone. I don't know.
I'm going to say this now. Paige is going to ride this thing into the ground.
They're going to have a good trailer or convince me to honestly want to watch next season. I'm just so kind of not interested in the show anymore.
You might not have seen this, but because it was commercial, Lindsay and Danielle had a fucking commercial for Marshalls.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Now, Sierra's had a thing where she was in a closet, and I think it was for something. But
that's where I feel like it's also just beyond a reality show. Yeah. It's now how they all use this just to make money. And y'all, they're all just, at this point, I feel like it's just eight people clocking into a job that they hate.
Yeah.
To a cubicle warrior job that they hate and clocking out. And it's just, I don't know. I feel like,
see, I think Lindsay, Kyle, and Carl still enjoy being around each other.
I think they enjoy being around each other. I'm saying there's a difference of being around each other and then being on a show.
That's true.
And so I think they, but also I do feel like we're getting more and more produced versions of themselves. Like, let's be honest, Carl's boring on this show now.
You know, it's. I wish, you're going to have to go back and watch some of the earlier seasons because he gave the drama. He was an asshole.
I remember from flashbacks and like sober Lindsay now. I don't want to see that on Summer House.
That'll be interesting. Well, she said she may not be sober forever.
But so it's just kind of like,
no, I mean,
like
it's a fair
Amanda
point.
And Kyle and Amanda, all their conversations are about he's so stressed out about work. I don't want to see this on Summer House.
One last thing that I was going to talk about with Amanda during their little girls huddling in the corner. Did you hear Amanda say about Carl? He's worked for us for so long.
I didn't know what that meant.
That meant she's taking ownership that she and Carl, that they work.
Oh,
Carl
for
works
boy.
For fucking Loverboy, Lover not boy. For you. So. It was the most entitled, awful thing. And she's like, I think Lindsay's tainted him. Did you hear her say that?
Yeah, I don't think Lindsay's, well, and then somebody said more like manipulated him.
I think Amanda showed her ass the most on this version.
Yeah, that was gross. I don't think Lindsay manipulated him. I think Carl probably wants to make the most out of the situation too and get his, now that he's sober, he's thinking, he wants to buy a house. He's thinking like, how do I make money? That's what I just feel like with this show now.
So I'm confused. You said he's trying to make the most of a situation, but you think the relationship is real.
No, but I mean, I think the relationship is real, but I think they
were
using this to like promote themselves. It's a vehicle.
I gotcha. I thought you were saying that.
That's how that's how everyone is thinking of the show now, a vehicle. And I know a lot of reality shows do that, but it just seems more, I feel like what we're losing on this is authenticity from everyone. Lindsay and Carl included.
Yeah.
Paige, like, it's just authenticity across the board. Andrea is one of the most.
And
Maya.
I loved him.
At this season, Andrea and Maya actually probably were my two favorite people to watch because I feel like they were the most authentic in the whole house.
Yeah, I can see that.
And I just want to see that type of reality.
Maya didn't get a lot of time, though. So no. That's the only problem.
Because this is why I don't watch a lot of Housewives stuff, because a lot of it is so not authentic for me when I watch Housewives stuff. It's all performative. And I feel like Summer House is coming into that.
Yeah. I think if you watch some of the earlier seasons, you wouldn't think it was performative.
That's what I'm saying. I have seen clips, and I miss that.
Yeah.
I want that. I want young, messy people just being messy.
Yeah.
Like kind of what we see from maybe Southern Charm this season, because they've had time.
Oh, I think we're way past authenticity with Southern Charm.
Well.
Yeah. That was actually the show I was looking forward least to coming back.
Now that Naomi's coming back, it looks
we'll
good
see.
Because she triggers Craig.
Yeah, I know.
Ooh.
That's the show, y'all.
That's the season, everybody.
That's the season. I will say I won't I will not miss this show while it's gone.
No.
I especially the way that people have behaved towards each other. I'm over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let us know. Do you want us to cover next season, y'all? There's plenty of other shows for us to do. Maybe we'll jump the bandwagon and do something else. You never know. Let us know in the comments what your thoughts are. Until then, everybody, remember when you're just, I don't know, walking around town and you're with your boyfriend and then somebody says, hey, did you sleep with my friend naked in his bed the other day? You just look at them. What do you say, Poodle?
With a confused look on your face, you just say, who's Tracy?
Who's Tracy?
Who's Tracy? And the slow part at the end. In September, they'll all go back to their Google Hangout, their Zoom, and their Slack. And even though summer came to an end, they'll continue to be best of friends
on Insta.
Summer's nuts because of these sluts. But what are you gonna do?
That summer. Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
caboose? Men flock to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.